From now on, we will be quiet.
I think Ditenda is going to talk a lot.
I'm here to take care that you are speaking.
I never know what to do with this.
It's always the other way around, that how you put it.
Okay.
The most of the bad words are at the beginning.
People try to
at least process time there.
So you start,
okay.
I think, right?
So we all attended Interspeech, no?
Yeah, so we are going to talk about the papers from Interspeech.
So how many sessions you attended?
It's not a good question, I think.
I mean, did
all
you attend
them,
any session?
All of them, of course.
Well, you can't attend multiple sessions in the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
That's
oh,
very
yeah, that's true.
That's very your
okay. Bad answer, right?
So, any general impression or feedback? So, for any of you, it's a first conference or maybe first
at all?
I mean, in the sense that it's a Interspeech is really big conference for speech.
Yeah,
so
it's not
did you attend
right
before?
Well, Geneva, that's why I'm here at the Geneva, your speech.
Okay. Yeah, so then I think you have attended before.
Yeah, we met in also in ICSLP, right? The first time. So
yeah.
So how did you like the conference anyway? When you compare to the others, the previous one?
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting, but only annoying thing is this multiple sessions, and sometimes
like
you can't able to go to war attack, this war presentations most of the time.
Why?
Because like posters is, you can spend a lot of time posters, looking at many posters than sitting 20 minutes for one oral presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So in 20 minutes you can see at least 2-3
mm-hmm.
posters, and you can directly talk to people.
Yeah.
Even I found like very few people in some more presentation.
Right.
I think most of the people are
carrying
on posters. And
okay, so you attended mostly posters, I guess. So
yeah.
How many presentations?
Yeah. Presentations are hardly a handful of like
yeah.
five or.
I liked the invited speaker about the implant in the ear.
Oh yeah,
it's quite good.
He was from Austria, right? The guy.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's very famous, I think, for that, right?
Yeah.
He's the inventor of that implant.
Okay.
The year, I think.
Yeah. Even some panel discussions on that human speech recognition, reducing gap between ASR and HSR. It was a bit interesting, a lot of arguments and differently. It's mainly the differences, different approaches of engineers versus linguists or phonetics.
I realized it were that there were panel discussions only at the place where I could see them. And that, you know, there were some boards saying that there is some panel discussion.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't get, no one knew where is it, what it is, when it happened, and why, and so forth.
Mm.
Yeah, even the panel discussions, I think one is really held in small rooms, so people were really crowded.
Well, this is not, this speech is not restricted only to papers and these things. You know.
Mm.
So how did you like Lisbon then?
Yeah, it's quite good. Yeah.
It's
a bit hot still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beach nearby is quite nice. Yeah. You should try it. I don't know. Did you go around?
Yeah,
before
we went to
after?
Costa Caparica there.
Okay.
With the bus, we were supposed to take the direct one, but we didn't.
So you went to a beach?
Yeah.
To like Atlantic Sea coast or?
Yeah,
I
stayed 2 days before. So I went, you just take the train, maybe that's the same, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Train north.
It's not so far from
half
Lisbon.
An hour train.
North?
Yeah. West or north, I don't know.
North
okay,
west.
So you stayed at the same coast, not you didn't go to the island, cross the river, where
no,
is the
no,
bridge?
Not very far.
And
no.
Okay, so
it's different.
We went
different
to like
place.
Far south to Lagos.
And with Ahmed. Oh, Hemant.
That was really good. Those beaches are really good.
Mm-hmm. More south to.
Yeah, even dolphins.
Walk through the water.
But really, it was really hot. In the south, it's more than 35.
But I think Lisbon, those days were pretty
Lisbon
good.
Lisbon was good.
Seemed to me
good.
Quite, not cold, but still okay, like reasonable.
Yeah, even local transport.
Oh yeah.
It's fun, like, but yeah, most of the time the buses are really crowded.
Yeah, I was happy to be back in Swiss after a few days. It's better to be here, I think.
Yeah, because it's really big city. No?
Yeah, it's big city,
really
many people.
I was very surprised that even the trams did have AC there.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it.
Those new only,
all.
Right? Not
yeah,
the old one. But
right,
yeah.
But can you imagine something like in Czechy?
Yeah. Oh, it's not
like
necessary
AC.
To have it, maybe.
Well,
sometime, yes.
It
but
was
not so
much.
Days,
if you would have to spend the hour and a half that Hemant and the others spent while going with the with the bus to the
conference
center from the hotel that we were. There was a direct bus and it took them hour
no,
and a
half. But that's not good. Direct bus was not good. Like, so you can go to the central place and then
you can take the tram and the train.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the right choice, but. To take something which was direct,
yeah,
it was
way.
Not definitely that direct as anything else.
Well, what is the place?
Kaisho,
the central where we changed the bus. To
I don't remember the name.
Kaisho.
Is it there?
No, it's
Kaisho Shoulder. Kaisho Shoulder.
Not sure.
Yeah. Maybe you can check the book.
Oh, you got
it. It's there. Like I used to find bus numbers from book.
Originally, I bought it because I marked some pictures, but
one.
Yeah. Only one which surprised me a bit. It was speaker recognition, I think, but it doesn't really matter. They were trying to model covariance of different components.
Of what?
For GMM. Instead of using a diagonal. But then if you use a full, it's too much.
Yeah.
So they use some approach where they tie them automatically. And after that.
Pruning of covariance modules.
Well,
it's like
a tying. It is still full, but different components are tied. Different components of the matrix are tied.
But what does it mean tied then?
Equal.
Yeah, but then you have to store the whole matrix and plus some extra information what is tied to what?
No, you have to store a minimum number, a reduced number of parameters, and they are tied in a linear way, actually, sorry, not equal, but... It's
like all the semi-tight covariance modules.
Yeah, exactly, that's it. So
they reduce, it's in between the direct covariance versus full covariance. So you try to reduce some parameters by tying.
The interesting thing is that they applied it on speaker recognition, and on the features before they had three different ways to decorrelate the features, and they showed it without this, with diagonal GMM, or with this, and with this, with semi-tied covariance matrices, it was much less sensitive to which decorrelation procedure you choose. So
they obtain better results with that? Finally?
Yeah,
also
probably.
Better. But of course it depends on the number of parameters you put.
Right.
In your tying.
But if you compare it with some baseline, let's say you use just GMM with diagonal.
No, I think they got good results with just using diagonal, so definitely.
I think it was even slightly better,
And no decorrelation for like
it.
Maybe decorrelation again, they do DCT or KLT or
Well, LDA is there.
The main point is to like make it faster, the decoding or what?
Make it possible to use full covariance matrix.
Yeah. But there must be the sense, right? Because once
it's
you decorrelate the data, then you don't need to.
No, but still, there is still, that's why like people will come.
So that means that the decoration is not optimal, right? So
definitely it's not optimal. So it's also like doing along the diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
again.
So it's completely impossible to do it with full covariance matrix?
Why? It's really computationally really
yeah.
Computationally.
So see, suppose 1390 for every.
Of course.
Yeah, so
from the point of view of computation, but otherwise.
There's no problem.
No, there is no.
No problem, but
okay.
If you see so many models and
yeah.
Okay,
so, many
so here you have to choose either many
right.
things to store and huge computation.
Yeah. That you can see, you can't really like even, you can't, the models itself is like 38 times more than that.
Right.
So
yeah.
If you have like 5 megabytes or 10 megabytes of models.
Yeah.
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 But even I think it's really,
yeah, it's one.
It, like impossible for really big systems.
Yeah, definitely. Improved covariance model. Almost impossible for like LBCSI. It's impossible to use
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah.
You've
it's
got
really
dimension of 39 times 39.
Yeah, for
yeah.
every. So you have to
so
store all this.
Yeah.
So there are
it's
no
results
there.
To use it. And you cannot
no.
even train it.
No,
right?
But
well,
in the proceedings you can find them.
Mm,
they
yeah.
are better. Yeah.
So
before PCU, LDM, and LT.
Oh.
It's not really anything new, but they just applied that to speech
yeah.
ID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different task.
Yeah.
Right. So I found one paper interesting. I think you know Vivek, most of you. This is Vivek's paper on
yeah.
like variable scale feature extraction. Normally we used to fix it window for feature extraction like 25 milliseconds or 30 seconds. Here he's proposing variable scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fixed scale is non-optimal for, it's non-optimal because like for vowels you can have
much longer
and for plosives and these things
mm-hmm.
shorter. Really shorter, like even around less than 20 milliseconds also.
Okay.
So he's proposing like this variable scale window kind of online for each segment.
Why it has to be online?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can do like you can measure and you can do, but he's basically doing some likelihood ratio testing. So if so the main idea is like, suppose you have a one segment, so he's trying to find the stationarity, quasi stationarity of that segment.
Right,
like extend it as much as possible.
As much as possible, like yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely you have to assume some like minimum and maximum sizes
of
your own. So he
is
using
what
minimum.
What is the
of minimum? Minimum is I think around 12.5 milliseconds. I think maximum is 60 milliseconds.
So
isn't it smaller the minimum? No?
So the minimum
2.5 milliseconds.
No, I think yeah, minimum is 20 milliseconds.
20 milliseconds.
Yes. 12.5 milliseconds
so
is kind
of
shifty
or this.
Oh yeah.
20 milliseconds minimum is.
I don't know.
No,
I just
because
know.
Of
not as small as it should have been, but
no, you can use
because of other processing after.
No, mainly yeah. because of MFCC computation because
yeah,
yeah it
mm.
becomes
well,
really noisy. Like if you use
noisy, yes.
Yeah, 10 milliseconds means you have only 80 samples for and then
right.
Yeah, if you use 24
sure.
filters, the filters won't get any samples.
Okay.
So.
But it's not an intrinsic limitation, it's just because of...
Yeah, because of computation. So even, I think even he can find less than 20 millisecond windows
okay.
also, especially for...
And the shifting is still the same or not?
Shifting,
over
yeah, he's using
yeah.
12.5
yeah,
milliseconds, yeah, shifting is almost same.
So...
But the problem, like...
How do you mean?
Like, no, how many frames per second do you have? Is it again like 100 frames or it's less or even if you keep variable length of the frames, right?
Yeah.
You can still keep the same.
Yeah, he's keeping
frame
same
rate.
Number of frames. He's using 12.5. Yeah, 12.5
because I understand this would have sense for, I don't know, speech coding where you want to preserve or you want to encode it into less frames, right?
Yeah.
But why to do it for speech recognition? It means that
number of frames.
Yeah,
well,
no. Why
to
keep variability in the length of the frames? Why not to keep the same length? Why
actually, the problem is again, you see the shift is the Nyquist frequency if you compute modulation spectrum.
Yeah.
So again, if you change this shift, the modulation spectrum Nyquist frequency changes for each window. So
right.
if you want to do again, another high level feature extraction again, it will be a problem. So but he's like describing this, because I mean this itself is a problem, keeping the fixed frame size, because you're analyzing your this segment many times.
Right.
So this shift will, suppose if you find one segment of 60 milliseconds and then you're doing this 10 milliseconds, so every almost I think you have five frames you're analyzing the previous segment. So,
right.
So again this may blur some frequency transitions or but the problem is again this bottleneck is here, like you can't change your Nyquist frequency modulation.
Right.
Two questions. First is essentially how he's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Well, once he gets the frame, like from here to here, then where he advances to start the computation of the next frame?
So the main idea is like first he take the some window, some samples, then he assume somewhere some variable end point there is a change.
Okay.
So it's
it's
not symmetric necessarily.
It's not symmetric. You can basically you have to like again do for all the samples in that 0 to n. So then what he does is like he proposed like some likelihood ratio test based on maximum likelihood. So that is really simple. Like so what he does is like so he computes the residual. He does the LP analysis and then he computes the residual and he takes the residual energy of full signal, like these 0 to n samples.
Okay, so
the
full
signal. So
from some sub window or the whole
the whole window.
10 seconds of speech or what?
No, that's he assumes
also
some 60 milliseconds or something he start with. So
okay.
So then
something longer window than the one we are taking.
Yeah.
Right?
Then he can split that window at 0.10, say 0.10. So then you will have 0 to, you can segment.
Okay, so you have a window and then you split it to two parts and you shift the point where you split it? Or?
Yes, see, suppose this is your window. So then you can move your, like this. You can move your point.
Okay.
So splitting then this will be like one and this will be second.
Okay.
But again, he assumes some initial sizes for these windows.
Okay, so basically we have.
He don't start with he don't start with zero sample or something. He's starting with. So the left window starts at 20 milliseconds. So you're already here. Like, suppose this is full signal, you're already here. So right window should end at 12.5. So you have to set basically in this range.
So once you have say 1 hour of speech. You start at the beginning, and first you try with 20 milliseconds.
Yeah.
Then you shift to 25 and so forth.
Yeah. And then the maximum is 60 millisecond frame for him.
Okay.
So
and
if
you
don't
find
anything,
where do you stop actually?
60 milliseconds.
Yeah, I know, but you start at 20 and go to 60. But which point do you choose?
No, the point is depending on the likelihood ratio. So he got.
Okay.
So
which
he suppose this.
Likelihood ratio.
So this is suppose say segment one. And this is segment two, so he compute this error here, so and then he gives some kind of in terms of this residual error. So this residual error is for full 0 to n samples, then divided by suppose this point is say n, so 0 to n and then like so this is basically the main equation. So here
so he's maximizing something.
Yeah, he's finding the likelihood for full frame and then it's basically likelihood ratio test. So he's comparing the likelihood of the full segment divided by the likelihood of the sub-segment.
Likelihood that something and something. What is the likelihood?
Likelihood of the, like this likelihood is this error estimate of the residual.
Okay.
So residual power he can compute. So. After doing LP, he can get a residual and then he can compute the power of the residual. So that, he is proving that power is,
so
again, maximum likelihood estimate of your LP parameters.
Mm.
So that way it's interesting, you don't really need to do lot of computation. You just need to take the error of residual of this full window and then residual of energy of these sub windows, and then you can just divide them. And then the only thing is, like, again, he has to use some threshold to decide.
Still.
That's only the problem. He got, he's finding something more around 3 or 3.5 is the optimum threshold. Mm-hmm. But the another advantage is, like, it's not really changing speech recognition, whatever, it's not really changing because of the threshold. So you don't really need to, like, fiddle with threshold a lot. So,
yeah, but why the main value which you are comparing to, the overall value or overall likelihood or whatever you call it, why he's using the whole signal for this? Because so if the whole signal was steady somehow and it would be able to be modeled by LP model well, then the residue will be very low. So he's supposing that the whole signal won't be able to be captured by LP model, and that the residue would be high enough, or why
is
he comparing the
I understand. This is the actually basically some theoretical proof. Like, maybe if you're interested, you can see, and he's quoting from.
No, I
didn't
see the point of dividing.
No, this is from again.
Stuff.
Yeah, statistical signal processing. What they say here is, like, suppose if you analyze two distinct pith order, this LP analysis, in the same stationary analysis window, the coding error will always be greater than the ones resulting from this analysis in two windows, two stationary windows.
He's
basically based on this theorem. So, so what he's saying is, like, if you do this error, it will be always greater than the these errors of two stationary windows.
Okay, that's reasonable. Because actually, if the whole signal would be able to be modeled by LPC, then anyway he has to design some framing.
Yeah.
So even if it's very stationary, by dividing over this whole stuff, he is able to find some reasonable boundaries.
Yeah, probably.
Makes sense.
Yeah, this may be.
Okay.
I think he's getting some improvement, but.
How did he cope with what you mentioned sometime before, that if it's a very long stationary period, for each 12.5 frame, you will actually get the same signal, no?
He's normalizing the energy coefficient, because energy is really affected a lot.
Okay.
So he's.
Well, it's to be power, not energy, definitely. Right?
Energy, like, there's a C0 component, like, see, he's using MFCC, so
but
he's normalizing the C0 component
by
for
the length.
Yeah.
Then power instead of energy.
Power is
energy over length.
Yeah, it's time, like, yeah. You know, it's okay, like, samples, or you can say root mean square energy or something.
Okay. So two things I still don't understand. This is supposed to be only for MFCCs and these easy features. One question I wanted to ask before, does he preserve within the feature vector the framing he's using finally? Because does he somehow put the information about what's the size about the frame to the feature vector itself, or he's throwing away this framing?
What do you mean, like the window length?
Something like this, because
no,
the recognizer could be good for the recognizer to know what was the chosen framing by this.
No, but I think it doesn't use, I guess, because at the end, like, you take these features and you try and model. So it really matters what frame shift you're using for models, like, because he needs to use
same bet for the backend. It might screw up the.
He'll get, like, every 10 milliseconds, he get one features, like. It doesn't really depend on, because suppose if you take your case, like, your window may be longer, so it doesn't really matter, like, what size window you use or not. But at every 10 milliseconds, whether you give some features or not really matters. No? Like, you can use 30 milliseconds or 50 millisecond window.
Oh, probably I didn't get it. So
The framing is still equidistant.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
the
yeah.
windows are
yeah,
wider.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, framing,
right.
I was like, it's really...
Because it would
yeah.
be crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If you change framing, it's really...
yeah, it might be difficult.
I
oh,
think even...
I see. So
it's really problem, no? Like,
yeah,
if
yeah,
you try even models also like this, if you change... It's not
mm-hmm.
only with this modulation
mm-hmm.
spectra and
probably.
Shifts in deltas, because...
Who knows? Maybe it's possible to use it somehow. But then there is the information about... Temporal information is somehow included.
Yeah, but it's really complicated. I think
yeah.
if you use,
yeah.
yeah, that becomes.
Cannot
really
imagine the transformation to get the modulation spectrum out of such a stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But this is kind of
there
interesting.
Is also some, like not paper, but I saw the algorithm. I have been using even that called temporal decomposition. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
like
Ethel's temporal decomposition.
I don't know who. Propose it. I just had it from Bimbot, Frederico Bimbot. Do you know the guy? He's French, somewhere now in
yeah.
telecom French, like I don't know where he's working. But we were using it for speech coding.
Yeah.
So you just had a speech and you had decomposed the speech into such segments, temporal segments, which were stationary inside.
Yeah.
And then you can more or less quantize those segments somehow and
yeah.
use it for
yeah.
encoding. Let's
yeah,
say
first this is proposed by
it
Ethel.
Works,
like, yeah.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
we read one paper in our reading group, do you remember? That
mm-hmm.
I have implemented it. It's quite
they
working.
They were using
well,
like SVD stuff, single
yeah.
value decomposition
yeah.
for that, and
yeah.
it worked pretty well. Like I was
Fonza
surprised.
Is also worked for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So why don't you still use it?
No, he was
well,
he was
it
quoting.
So well.
It has been used for speech coding. No, nobody uses it for recognition stuff. I think
mm-hmm.
I never heard it.
Yeah,
but
you use the speech coding, so do you still use it?
No, I don't, of course.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe.
Yeah, he was quoting that paper also. He was telling this is kind of optimization criteria, what this temporal decomposition is doing. Like, you're trying to segment your signal
right.
into like discrete windows and then...
Right.
So, but he was telling like this... The relationship between optimization and then quasi stationarity is not really obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So stationarity is again different. No, stationarity is
yeah, that's true.
This is optimization. We want to like see some few segments which can really represent
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why like this may not be really.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, he's getting some improvement.
That's important.
Well, there should be, after each conference, there should be something like 10 people should sit down, read the papers,
all
and
the
then
papers.
Rank them. You know, all the similar papers within one session, say, focus to this topic,
okay.
and say, this is the best, this works slightly worse than this one, and throw away what is not that good, and... And
I think
the
people
first
would like
three papers which are the
like
best
it.
should be implemented and used from,
no, no, no,
from the time onwards. Like forget all the MFCCs because it's too old, and then start building
right.
the story on the new stuff. And
but again, getting the 10 papers is really a difficult task. It takes maybe years. And again,
yeah,
yeah,
it definitely
sure.
like
it
who will choose the 10 papers?
I know.
Exactly.
This is just
if
a theory.
Ask, yeah, but yeah, those things are practically kind of really. But I think these kind of things, what you said is really good. Like if people start implementing, like some people
yeah.
propose something in feature level, some propose in something in model level,
yes.
but these
no
are really independent. No one really will
no.
combine
no.
these two.
Right. And everybody is using different training and testing
right.
data, and then you don't
especially
know.
Features. Like suppose
yeah.
if somebody come with different good features, again people
they
again
show
those
it
MFCCs.
Works for Timid, but then you try to use some different databases.
I
you see,
like
it doesn't work.
No, it's not really sure. Also, like suppose people, you can't really force people to use same
yeah,
features.
Sure.
So,
yeah, yeah.
so they will
yeah.
be happy with their own features and their own. Script, so they are a bit reluctant to change features every time.
So, well, it's a little bit what NIST is trying to do now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So NIST evaluations.
Yeah. Because
but
to
even
me
NIST
it seems
you
that
can
everyone is still comparing to PLPs or MFCCs, and there are so many new systems and everything is new, but
yeah, but nobody
is still
no,
20 years old.
Those new systems are still not general, like, you know, like those PLP and MCC, because everybody knows that it works somehow,
yeah,
right? For any kind of data.
Uh-huh.
That's why they are comparing to that. So once somebody will come with something new, okay, he is showing it works for some data, but...
So actually, especially LVCSR and really big systems.
Yeah, yeah.
Then people
first, it's difficult to show that it works for all the data, right?
Yeah.
Because
it's again,
so
you don't know.
And
every paper then should contain all the results from NIST evaluation or some standard task.
No, then there will be only one conference in 3 years or something for speech.
Yeah, but then we all optimize on the same task.
Yeah.
You cannot get anything new out of that after some time.
But
again, so it could be. You would have to publish the results on this standard task, and then you could say, well, I also tried on this and this.
Yeah, but then you run out of time.
That's why you can publish only once in 3 years.
No, but then only it makes some progress.
No, ideally you're correct. But.
But I think people are doing, suppose in InterSpeech there was some challenge for speech synthesis. So what's like the challenge was really good. Like, so they give the database. So you have to work on that database. What technique use is it's your choice. Like, but the database and then the results analysis is they decide. So even speech recognition also some tests are coming, like for phone segmentation or something. People give some database and then you have to you can use whatever you want and you have to produce.
Yeah, but
even for features
for
also, like
can you use from some
features
data
also
from the outer world?
Yeah, they design the data such a way that it's really like really real data.
Yeah, but they give you also training data?
No,
first
just
no, speech synthesis, it's like they give you some data.
Oh,
so whether like use for training or you can do like data driven or like model based approach or whatever, like at the end then they will ask you to synthesize some sentence and you have to synthesize them and then
okay,
send them.
So they give you only the training or development data?
Yeah, training data. Training. Yeah.
How do they evaluate?
Evaluate.
I just don't know.
It's again subject to because for
so
speech synthesis.
They ask people to sit and listen. Basically.
Yeah, listen and
even
they. It's mostly they use native speakers only because they can really reach well.
Okay, but they don't have any measure. Like you have an original speech.
Yeah.
You transcribe it.
Yeah. So even they propose some kind of word error rate. So you have the original speech, so the synthesized speech. Is there any words which are not matching?
Mm-hmm.
So even speech synthesis, they also introduced this word VWER terms.
Okay.
But this was really quite successful, like in this conference, InterSpeech.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people participated.
Right.
I think even they're continuing this for next year and.
It's just TTS, right? Text-to-speech.
Text-to-speech.
Right.
But I heard like even for ICASP next year there is some competition by Martin Krug, Sheffield and on this feature extraction stuff. So at least if you make tasks simple, focused, then it may be good to compare these features. But if you use some large vocabulary system, it takes 6 months to build and then at the end you don't know whether your features are really...
Right.
So maybe that's why like people are always using PLPs or MFCCs. It's such a like lot of time involved, so you can't really check.
So maybe, I don't know if somebody like NIST will have one recognizer and you just plug a different feature. But
But at least in India we have this numbers recognition is almost kind of free, so everybody is using.
Right.
So that's what we're doing. Almost like we are putting different features and I think numbers recognition is not really different from at least in EDAP we have almost same but maybe you are using 29 probably it's different but
we are a couple of people at EDAP but there are already two different setups
but at least
are they
27
OGI?
We are all using 27 so.
For OGI numbers?
Yeah.
Stories and numbers
different setups? Like some people use this setup and some to that, same.
Yeah. We use distinct train and test set, even the different sets of phonemes.
No, but the problem is you're using only digits, so maybe that's why.
Well, I don't use only digits. My MLPs are trained on everything.
No, but test set is digits. Your
test
main
digits,
task
yeah.
is digits. Yeah, that's like it. But OJ numbers are other, like now we're little bit converged, like we're using 27 phones and before it was like 24, 25. But it's better, like once you have like
so
whatever the back end, then you can put features like whether they're gammas or like spectral entropies or emergencies or whatever. Then at least you can see.
It would be nice for Aurora maybe.
Huh? Yeah. But Aurora is.
For what?
Aurora.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but Aurora, is it really big database or I mean, how much time it takes to set up system and then.
No, it's fast. I've been working with that.
But the problem is Aurora, again, these models are word based models. Huh?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so again, here we use triphones and. So. But definitely, I. If you want to show noise, I think it's you have to show on Aurora.
For noise conditions, yeah, it's pretty
Aurora
good.
Aurora is real thing.
Those recognizers are made there. You just use them. That's it. You don't have to play with them. Even if it was forbidden in that time, right? So you have a recognizer, just use it.
Yeah.
Don't play with
you
it.
Can.
You just play with the features.
Yeah, at least, I mean, those studies, I think people already did for even in ICSLP 2002.
Yeah.
A special session on
right.
features for Aurora. So
yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
With David Pierce, he was.
Yeah. This Qualcomm XE features and OGI features and all this. So there are already people. But again, like at the end, like for LVCSR, people are using PLPs or MFCs or nothing, all this.
Yep. Who is the one who actually uses what we try to do here? These are companies because it's not scientists. Scientists just start from PLP and then design the new features, new backend or new anything, but they start from the old stuff. But who is the one who is using these results which we publish and try to make?
But maybe
we are using those results
for publishing another paper.
Yeah, but once you finish your PhD, you go and.
But not everybody goes. Not everybody. Maybe
and those
stays.
Who don't, they stay and publish another papers, and they
maybe
turn into a life. No,
Guillaume, you can tell
life.
Me. Like, you work with these Siemens people, Siemens or these
Daimler. Yeah.
What kind of features they use? Like they use any?
I don't know. You know they are extremely secretive.
Oh God!
I had a hard time just to get the signals, so I asked other questions, but. It's quite tough.
I didn't discuss anything with Sunil also, like no technical discussions.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, these kind of things are a bit,
yeah. Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you have any like feeling that whether they go for all these new features or they usually use only.
I wonder which level they are using.
They have to do some tests in their Mercedes, some speech recognition tests. But it seems now, at least Daimler, they mostly work on dialogue management, but not much on features and recognition.
But even they don't believe like with one paper or two, I guess, because at least for them, PLPs
sure.
or MFCCs, they know that, okay, these things work
exactly.
on every tag, so okay, we can put hands on these things.
I doubt they are trying right now.
Yeah?
I doubt that at Daimler they are trying right now, but maybe other companies.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe like, yeah, because Sunil is working in Nokia, he is an expert in
kind of features. Nokia will be using Tandem.
Oh. But
Tandem,
yeah, we're not sure, even
no.
Sunil won't tell us.
Well, many people play with Tandem, right? Like MIT, or who is using that?
No, not
MIT.
No, this Cohen, you mean like...
I don't know, Hina told us that somebody is using that very... actively, like, okay, it works for them, and and they are close to like industry, like there is it's a research group.
So it's not related to ICSI.
I know, I don't think it's ICSI. Somebody else, or I don't know, somebody knew us, but I.
But this voice signal company,
like
AT&T
or what?
Yeah, this voice signal company, he Nick always mentioned.
Cohen.
Company.
Yeah.
The word they're using, you.
Jordan Cohen.
I don't know. He's even if. Qualcomm? No.
Voice signal. They make recognition for Samsung phones.
Right. No, I don't know.
Yeah, they have like really many recognizers, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe
yeah,
definitely
yeah.
they may be using PLPs. Or
maybe they are using PLPs, and but I believe that there's still some another stuff.
Rasta
to,
or something.
Yeah, Rasta or whatever else. All those decorrelations and transformations. I think it's there, but more or less it's again based on MFCCs or something like that.
Yeah,
or
but
whatever, whatever is certain to work, and they use it. They don't use anything which is too new, which is not.
No,
yeah,
more or less.
New is really definitely.
Yeah.
Because like they would at least see at least 4 or 5 years of results of some new features
it's
and
like
some consistent results.
It's like a NASA, you know, they use 486 machines to put to. No.
Space or
spaceships,
no.
Because it's known to work perfectly well, or Pentium, not any P4 or whatever, because it's safe, it has been working for 20 years, and then only it's
<That's>
safe to run on 20.
But that's different situation, because
yeah, of course,
right,
yeah.
They need that it doesn't crash that machine. If something happened with the machine and I don't, the Alex system, it doesn't matter, right? Somebody will fix it and change it. But
another issue is like again the computational issues. No? If they want to make on mobile,
sure.
They don't want to really use some fancy, really expensive, computationally expensive feature. So all these.
Hynek also told about this Cohen's cell phone, which he was showing to work with the LVCSR.
Yeah.
He was saying that there is something really, really simple, the decoder, I mean, not the feature, but he was mentioning something to the decoder that is just...
It's just phone recognition or something. Like
even not Viterbi, just even...
Yeah, something like
yeah.
No DTW or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not really sure.
But most of the mobiles, they use DTW kind of thing. Right? All these,
I don't know.
So voice calling, calling at this.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Because
that's
easy, like because
yeah, sure.
They don't really need to put a lot of memory and these things. Otherwise, if they want to build real.
But there, you could send an SMS, I think, or something like that. You could dictate text.
Yeah, yeah.
So
even on the phone,
Yeah.
Some new one or.
The phone that
from the Cohen.
Yeah,
Cohen,
yeah.
Voice signals.
Ah.
That's a similar one to what MLM has, for example. He was showing it live on MLMI, last MLMI conference.
And
you can look at the video and play
but
it.
But which phone it is?
It's Samsung.
Samsung?
Some new, really new phone.
Whatever, some. But some which you can buy, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Commercial
but the software is always available? Or
you can train it, like on
you
your speech?
No,
or
the software is.
I don't know that.
Again, on top of mobile or like it's comes with your mobile?
Well, they just bought a mobile and based on the OS it's using they
no, the thing is usually these kind of these kind of facilities are like not normal so
no,
they may charge more or like
phone. This is not the commercial
yeah definitely
they
may charge for more money again some extra bill for this using this recognition engine or something.
Or you can just buy that application, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, like it's
what?
Like you've got some mobile phone and then you can buy from another company some such application that you can dictate your SMS or whatever.
I don't know if it's already the case.
I don't know if it is done now.
Yeah.
But
maybe like if it can't really recognize you, will be really.
But have you ever used like a dictation system for Windows? Those.
Yeah, I have
there
used ones like this Dragon. That was kind
Dragon
of good.
Was,
like
and I heard that it worked very, very well.
Because even in when I was working in like in Edinburgh, like one guy he got some problem with hands, and then he was always using this dictation. Even he used to write a lot of C++ code with dictation. Like it's really good. Like so, but you have to really train, and then you have to kind of
your speech.
Yeah,
okay.
You had to get used to the
system.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. It's really like you have to get used to the system, like how to say
how
all
to
the
say.
Call lines and
okay.
this thing
yeah.
system. How, but it's really funny. Like he is able to use it for like years, and he used to write a lot of code.
Mm-hmm.
It was really great.
By the way, you should be the one to ask. Is there anything if I am just a private person and I want for free any software which is able to read me a book in English, for example that festival, am I able to put the text to the system and to in real time to listen to the
yeah you can listen
festival is able to
read I mean it reads like
to read just a normal plain text in reasonable comprehensible English or?
so that I can understand it.
Yes.
I think
you can do the festival. You can just call like this. There are different kind of again how you call the festival. So you can just give the full interactive. Is there? There is an interactive. So then you will get the all the colon and other things. If you want to like read full text, then you can say like the full text, like those syntax, and then it will speak till it finishes.
And it's in real time on
the machine.
It's based on a iPhone, right?
That's why it's real time. Like otherwise, it's a bit difficult. And it's okay. You can easily understand, so it's intelligible.
Yeah, I think it's very good.
The festival is good. Like now, it comes with all the Linux boxes also. So it's already.
The iPhone that I was trying to install it, and there are other voices like cat voice and these voices. This is not.
No, there are so many voices. Like
because
again,
I don't know which.
Which
what
voice
is running, or if it's the iPhone or which approach this is?
No, mostly the festival, what you get on Linux machines is the iPhone based only.
So it's
they supply few voices
of the iPhones.
Just
so you've got it installed in your machine here? Or
no, it's already there. If you just put
Festival,
it comes
Festival, right?
Because it comes with direct Linux software only now, which is open source.
And have you tried it?
Yes, I've tried.
And?
There are some built-in, like easy voices, which you can. There
so
is a default one, completely synthetic, which you cannot understand at all. But then there is a diaphone synthesis. I think it is the diaphone synthesis from the something like cat voice.
Yeah, cat voice. Like there are like they have
so. But this doesn't sound very nice. And we were playing at the summer school with them, actually with the authors, and they were playing us some.
Yeah, new voices, like yeah,
and it sounded like a human. It was great. But
yeah, that's the difference. They in CSTR use this unit selection. It's not diaphones. You have really large inventory of the speech.
So this is not
those voices. They are
not
at release
or something.
Yeah. No, it's free. They will be releasing soon, I guess.
But
maybe you can
it's
just
not here so far.
No, it's here on the web. Then it won't come with your Linux software. So you have to again. Download from
I'm fine with this, but I can
You can download
make it run on my machine.
Yeah. If the voices are called multi-sync.
Okay.
Multi-sync some voice. So you can download from the voice. From the web
festival. And the engine is in the festival.
Yeah.
So it's just a voice.
So voice is like the database of the per speaker who speaks this text. So it's really large database, so the quality will be better because
so
you can find similar.
Still real time.
Yeah, it's more or less, but not exactly like.
No, okay,
it's 2 times or 1.5 times.
But not much. Yeah.
But you can prune like how much you want because.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is again like, that's kind of my PhD work. How in this system, like how you choose the units and how you concatenate.
Mm-hmm.
So there are again cost functions and vitality.
Yeah, it's
so you can always optimize, you can put some thresholds and pruning,
yeah.
And then you can make it real time. So then again, compromise between the quality and.
Yeah.
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 But still, it's good. Like now, you can just check multi sync and then voices.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you just have chosen some text? Any text you just
put
just in?
Yeah, use the Douglas Adams that book, you know.
Okay.
What it's called.
But only sometimes, like, it can't, like,
just
all
general
this.
General English text, the book.
I
try.
It can read, how does it read? From which, how to state it? Is it possible to read PDFs or just standard text?
TXT.
Whatever. TXT, right?
Yeah,
files.
ASCII file.
Okay.
You to, but you can take the PDF and convert PDF to ASCII.
But only the problem is again acronyms and sometimes it expands, sometimes it may not expand because
it
was not in the dictionary.
It's
not in the dictionary. Like if again it's problem. Like so, but those things you can add. Like if you're really familiar with history, so you can add always.
I know, then I don't want to go too much in details.
But at least these things okay. Like it won't really make mistakes. So often, like sometimes.
Anyway, who's the author of Festival?
Sure.
Alan Black and Paul Taylor. They started Festival in 1960.
These are the Edinburgh people. Right?
Edinburgh.
CSL, yeah.
And I thought that's the guy from CSLU from Portland who was there.
This Johan Waters or like.
Yeah, but there was.
No, what they did Portland OGI, they did LPC based synthesis. The festival is already like it's one.
No,
first we start with.
No, but that was the guy who is on a wheelchair now. He cannot move even. He's very he cannot.
Okay.
He just can speak only through some festival system or something like that.
From Wuji.
No, yeah, he was working, I think, in Wuji. He's very famous, but.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that he was the author.
No,
no, it was developed for him. Like, he was just first tester, I think, of the system.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe because.
But it's not text to speech. It's just a synthesis, which means, which is more or less the same. But I don't know.
Yeah, first he started in CSR with Alan Black and Paul Keller.
Yeah.
Then it expanded to many places because if somebody.
And Simon King is playing with it, right?
The no,
guy.
Simon King is one of the others, but Rob Clark is the main.
Mm-hmm.
Main
Rob Weiss.
Rob Weiss is there.
Okay, that
I know.
Yeah.
I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Say anything more about Lisbon or interest?
No other papers further, just one paper, right?
Yes, enough.
And festival from Linux. It's very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
You note down one.
That's
quite
concise. This is great stuff.
Yeah, but these people maybe.
It's not easy to leave this room without breaking anything.